So, my name is Fikameni Matthias. I am the Corporate Communications Practitioner with MTC. The beautiful song Buzzing on the Airways now was produced, sanctioned by MTC as support to the Brave Warriors through the Knockout Project. The Knockout Project is a series of events that we've had for the past 4 years where we decide to raise funds and channel it to a social cause. We've addressed GBV, we've built homes. And we've assisted young scholars to just get off their feet after graduating. And what we're really saying with this song, God, this time around, we're saying the Brave Warriors need our support financially, psychologically, and in all possible ways. And we've seen how the boys have done. We've got the talent, raw talent. Just imagine where the Brave Warriors would be with just touch of that financial boost and the technique. And really, that's where we come from. And as MTC last year, we said we're calling on corporates to. The dream was to at least assist the Brave Warriors with a minimum of 5 million. MTC said they will contribute 2 million and called on corporates to come on board with the support, financial support to that dream. We saw four corporates come on board, and at the end of the day, we were only able to assist the Brave Warriors with the 2.4 million. We've got assistance from NHE, RFA, the Dr. Hage Geingob Cup, the proceeds from the game, and Nasria. We thank those corporates for bravely supporting the Brave Warriors, but I think that is just a step of many other steps to take, and we just want all the other corporates to really come on board and support. Yes, we recognize there are corporates that have supported the Brave Warriors in their individual capacities, perhaps not on the same podium as we have, and we urge them to really continue. At this moment, all we are celebrating is Namibia, Brave Warriors, not the companies, and I think that was the aim that we've had to supporting the Brave Warriors. So if anything, last night's results, our first win at AFCON, means a lot, not for MTC, but as a country at large. Our first win at AFCON, it goes down in the history books. And it just tells you that we need to do more for the team as a country, as individuals. It was a beautiful moment seeing, in fact, people from the neighboring countries celebrating the victory of Namibia. While we have oftentimes Namibians naysayers who are also very negative and not wanting to support. So, if anything, the Brave Warriors last night just started the conversation that allows Namibians to support Namibians and also just creating that platform for corporates to finally have an appetite to supporting financially, especially something that belongs to Namibia. The song celebrates just that. The song celebrates unity. The song celebrates us being truly Namibian, encouraging the boys to just do it for the country at a time with limited resources. This is how far, imagine this, how far the team went. We barely have stadiums in the country, but this is what we're able to achieve. So we calling on all the other corporates to see this results, very encouraging, to see this results as an invite, and also as entire country to see this results as an invite to support the boys in your individual capacity as a corporate. Whether it's a shout out you do, the boys need that positivity. Yeah.
Kuri, are you able to tell us more on the song, please, in terms of who was involved and what the corporate MTC wants to garner out of this?
The song features local artists. That's heavyweights, of course, Big Bad and Jaliza, but also relatively new talented guys on the scene, Jeffrey Royal Ndapi and Kachazi. The song is, for us, it's a song of unity. For us, it's a song calling Namibians to support Namibia. We have many other songs, of course. Oftentimes, and also just to my observation, when you hear our teams in the dressing rooms, hear them chanting sometimes foreign songs. Quite surprising whether, and it's a discussion perhaps of another day, whether there's a limit, limited songs, amount of songs locally, or whether we just have an appetite for something that is not ours. But again, it's psychological. If those songs they chant help them boost their confidence when they go on the pitch, let it be. But we are saying we will add to the few that we have, and hopefully one day they'll pick it up. And we're also just happy that other artists are also coming on board. I know KPLS also produced a song If we have a KPLS song, we have an MTC song and many other songs. I mean, it's a 90 minutes game. If you can play the songs while watching a game, even better. So from our side as MTC, we've always assisted or bolstered the arts industry and creatives industry. And we are also just saying, let's step in there in whichever way we can to get that support, that moral support for the brave warriors.